Last Friday's shooting at Los Angeles International Airport is prompting calls for a broad reexamination of the Transportation Security Administration's procedures in the nation's airports. Authorities have filed a murder charge against 23-year-old Paul Anthony Ciancia. Police say he used an assault rifle to force his way through a screening checkpoint at LAX, killing a TSA officer in the process. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
When the TSA was created in the weeks following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, there were brief discussions about whether the new agency's thousands of agents should be armed. Here in L.A. this past weekend, TSA Administrator John Pistol was asked that question again in light of Friday's deadly incident at LAX, one of the busiest airports in the world. Pistol promised only that he'll go back to Washington and ask Congress for a thorough review of all federal airport security policies.
And this will be something that I'm sure we'll be discussing writ large, not any particular issue as to arming or not.
Armed police officers were commonly stationed at the entrance to TSA screenings after 9/11, but some airports, LAX included, have moved away from that in recent years in favor of having officers roam the terminal, so they're not at predictable, specific places. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, Texas Republican Michael McCaul, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, said, in the end, attacks like Friday's are just hard to stop.
Anybody can show up, as we saw in the Navy Yard, with a shotgun, in this case with a semi-automatic. And, it's like a shopping mall outside the perimeter. It's almost like an open shopping mall. So it's very difficult to protect.
The terminals at LAX, for instance, are pretty compact. At most, the street is just a dozen or so yards from the ticketing counters and the TSA checkpoints that buffer the outside from the main gate areas that are crowded with passengers. Now, security at the airport has been beefed up, and L.A. World Airport police officers are on high alert.
That's especially noticeable right here in the reopened Terminal 3. We're out on the street. I can see 2, 3, 4 police cars right in front of the double doors, and now an officer walking in with a bomb-sniffing dog.
The talk now about TSA trying to get firearms, that's just an extremely bad idea.
Marshall McLean is head of the union representing the airport police officers at LAX. He says TSA agents don't have law enforcement training and weren't hired to do the job that airport police officers do. McLean says Friday's shooting is an opportunity to bring about reforms in federal airport security policy.
We need to come up with federal guidelines that instead of mandating an officer to sit in a chair at a checkpoint, let's look at trying to, one, fortify the checkpoints in the event that we do have some active shooter situation. We want to improve the biometrics that are there, face recognition software.
McLean says right now there's no federal mandate outlining how security should be set up and run at all airports, nor has there been much of an effort to smooth tensions either between airport police and the TSA that have existed since the agency's inception. Like TSA Administrator Pistol, McLean is planning to travel to Capitol Hill in the coming weeks to call for not just a review, but a thorough overhaul of federal airport security in the wake of Friday's shooting. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.